You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Friday, the 14th day of May today. Good as always to have you along, everybody. So, 5 days in the life of this economy, 6.5 minutes of live radio. Let us see how much we can squeeze in, shall we? Catherine Rampell is at The Washington Post. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, let me start with you and the headline number of the week. Obviously, inflation, it was big. Part of that's because last year was so lousy. But there was much wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I'm curious as to your take on the whole thing.
My general view is, look, it could be the case that eventually we'll get some greater heating up of the economy and maybe some scarier inflation, I guess, but I wouldn't freak out yet. It looks like, based on the numbers that we've seen, that prices are picking up not because there's too much money sloshing around, not because of loose fiscal or monetary policy, so much as a bunch of like weird idiosyncratic shocks and supply chain issues, things that are unlikely on their own to lead to self-sustaining inflation, things that seem temporary, transitory. So like used car prices skyrocketing because there's a chip shortage, and so it's hard to get new cars, and rental car agencies need to restock their fleets and stuff like that. And, you know, gas prices more recently getting pushed upward because of the pipeline shutdown. Things that will eventually unwind.
All right. Well, look, Lynette, that yet that Catherine said there, don't freak out yet, was doing a lot of work, because it's entirely possible, is it not, that we could have a series of idiosyncratic things that in 6 months we look back when inflation's at 5.5% and we go, oh, man, that's where it started.
It could be. That's a wait and see. Yep. But the Fed has been warning us about this period for some time. And I still think that we need to consider the fact that this economy is still moving with the pandemic. In March, you had this, you know, the jobs numbers were great, but it was also the weather was warming up. More people were able to go outside. It was a real significant shift for a lot of people who are living with the pandemic. In April, not so much. And you saw in that month that basically consumer spending was flat. Mm-hmm. As opposed to March, you saw a big jump. And I think that with the mandates being lifted in May, and we're, you know, getting so much further with our vaccines, I think that May you might see a significant shift in the economy. But we're seeing things that don't tend to go together: inflation and wages increasing and all this weird stuff. But we have a weird labor force right now, and we have weird spending right now, and we have a weird pandemic right now. So until all that clears out, it's going to be really noisy.
Catherine, important to point out here, for all of the weirdness that you and Lynette have rightly pointed out, the economy is growing, and it's growing real strong.
Yes, and that's what we want, right?
Right.
There's been this surge of demand because, as Lynette points out, business closure, you know, restrictions on economic activity have abated. People are ready to spend. They're getting vaccinated, all of that good stuff. And what you want to happen is when this demand surges, supply can ramp up too. And part of the reason why we're seeing these price pressures right now is because supply is lagging, right? Inventories are low, and you really want the lumber mills to ramp up production. You want the car factories to ramp up production, all of that stuff. If those things happen, and then you get growth. That's a good thing. And the growth number, you know, output growth numbers have been strong. They were strong in the first quarter. And we have to hope that, you know, all those supply chain blockages and things like that, people's reluctance maybe to return to work for lots of reasonable reasons, that those things clear and that we get more growth and we can kind of reopen this thing, right? We shut down last year. We want to reopen.
Right. Lynette, do you think it's possible, and let's go back to you know, where all this started, right, which is Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, 2-3 months ago, whatever, writing some piece in the, I think it was Financial Times, maybe the Washington Post, I don't know, where he said, oh my goodness, inflation, 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 and everybody started talking about it. Can we talk ourselves into an inflation mania, do you think?
Well, I come from the world of Wall Street, where bankers have been talking about inflation since the beginning of the financial crisis, like it's this massive boogeyman that's coming to get us, and it never has. So I am tired of people scaring us with inflation. When we see inflation, I will be scared by inflation. Until then, this is the same song that I've been hearing since about 2011, 2012.
Catherine, what's the worst that could happen, inflation-wise?
Inflation-wise. Yeah. I actually do think that the risk is that inflation expectations become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
Basically what you were just getting at. The idea that rather than everybody looking around and saying, hey, there's a lot of weirdness in the economy, these idiosyncratic things are happening, but I'm sure that they'll reverse themselves, they instead look around and say, a lot of prices are rising. Yeah. Maybe that means I should expect more inflation. And then they preemptively raise prices, raise wages, raise prices more, et cetera. And you get this self-sustaining inflationary spiral. I don't think we're there yet, but that would be very bad, right? This is what we've seen in other countries. This is what we've seen decades ago in the United States. That would be a bad outcome. The Fed would probably have to intervene and tighten monetary policy, which could lead to slower growth, maybe even a recession, et cetera. Yeah. Those are the kinds of outcomes we do not want. So some of this is driven by fundamentals. A lot of it's driven by consumer psychology.
Yeah. Speaking of consumer psychology, Lynette, I said yesterday on this program, the biggest economic story of the week so far, and I'm sticking by this, is the CDC mask announcement. What do you think? Do you buy that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like I said before, this economy is still tracking along with the pandemic. The faster we can open, the more workers feel confident about going back to work, the more kids can be, you know, out of the house and in childcare and moms can be back in the workforce, the more we're going to see this economy expand and grow. So yes, this is still very much about the pandemic, and we shouldn't forget that.
Lynette Lopez, Business Insider is where she works. Catherine Rempel, Washington Post is where she writes. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.